This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The name is
what?
The name is
who?
The name is
if I were you show.
Hi. The name is
huh?
The name is
what?
The name is
if I were you show.
Hi. The name is
what?
The
excuse
name is,
me.
Who? The name is
if I were you show.
Can I have the attention
the
of the
is,
class?
Huh?
The name
for
is
for 1 second.
The name is
if I were you show.
Hi kids, do you like podcasts? Wanna hear these two Jews giving advice out their own ass? Write them an email and hope that they don't pass on your stupid questions about boners and passing gas. My phone's dead weight. I'm trying to get my life straight, but I gotta hear what Jake and Amir have to say about my heartbreak. And Amir B said,
Mom, I'm coming.
So gross, but I ain't turned the podcast off just yet. Well, since age 12, I've laughed at these funny dudes watching videos on college humor on YouTube. Jake would get pissed off and told Amir B off, but sometimes the tables would flip and Jake would be the jack off. I listened to all of their advice, and to be concise, it's resulted in loving relationships now ending twice. I'm single. Nathan, wait a minute, that's fucked up, dude. They don't give a fuck, got something to make people laugh their asses off.
Hi!
The name is...
What?
The name is...
Who?
The name is...
If I were you show.
Hi! The name is...
Huh?
The name is...
What?
The name is...
If I were you show.
Hi! The name is...
What?
The name is...
Who?
The name is...
If I were you show.
Hi! The name is...
Huh?
The name is...
What?
The name is...
If I were you show.
Whoa. All right, guys. What do you think? Just initial thoughts on that song. Do you know the song it's parody?
What
yes,
are you talking
about? I'm considered a large Eminem fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And?
Was that not the new XXXTentacion song?
No, I think it was
song?
Just large.
You're what do you mean?
No, he had been joking.
I was joking about his weight.
Oh, got it.
They don't really think that.
Dude, I'm only 20 kilos. Over.
Sugar Pine 7 in the house. Is that am I pronouncing that correctly? Sugar
Is that
Pine
fair
7.
To say? Yeah.
Is that what you call your collective?
Yeah.
Sugar
if
Pine
you can
7.
Pronounce it. It's right.
Okay. But what do you call yourself if you're like, "Hey, we're here. It's
the Pine Boys
the
in
guys.
Class."
Oh, the Pine Boys. That's
the girls
really cool.
From down the block.
Girls from down the block and Doctor Strange.
Which one's Doctor Strange of you three?
It switches.
It switches between yeah. Dr. McGonagall over here.
Cuz we just met you guys like an hour ago and you are all very strange to me. So the
oh,
fact
yeah?
that one of you is Doctor Strange really freaks me
well,
out.
Well, one of us has a PhD in it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Doctor Strange, Dr. McGonagall and Dr. Henry III.
No, Henry the Fourth.
It sounds like you guys are all PhDs then.
No, but only one of us has a PhD.
And we don't want to toot our own horn.
No.
Yeah, Dr. Strange, PhD.
But I think we speak for ourselves.
So you don't want to toot your own horn, but you speak for yourself.
But when you guys first saw us, who was the cutest?
I would say you are the cutest.
Not
you pointed,
a,
at,
you
me
pointed
at
everyone. Was the
pointed at me first,
that was kind of like an ambiguous pointing. Those of you
pointed
didn't
at me
see
first,
it,
though.
There was no direct
and
pointing.
It landed right at Amir. You pointed at yourself.
If for whatever reason somebody who's listening to this podcast doesn't know who you are, what's your elevator pitch?
Well,
why
that's
are
ridiculous.
You guys? Why are you guys such a big deal? What's
everyone
your
knows.
What's
big
your
deal.
Claim to fame?
We vlog. That's and we make a story out of it and use narration.
Don't be humble, dude.
Yeah. So it's like Arrested Development and like IGN.
This is the first time I've seen you be normal since you got to the office.
Oh, yeah. We'll start to simmer down. I think that's how we
yeah.
deal with real
oh, you
life
start
situations
high.
Is by overcompensating with our personality or lack thereof.
YouTube. So would you guys consider all of you, all three of you YouTube vloggers? One of you more a producer director, one of you more of an actor writer? Is it just vlogger?
I'd say on YouTube we're vloggers.
I mean, that's what we call the vehicle used to tell whatever story we want to do.
Yeah, I would be very sad and upset and hurt and offended if somebody called me a vlogger.
Oh, really? Yeah, is there a negative connotation to being a vlogger? But do you embrace it?
Because of the actions of some well-known vloggers, yes. But I think that the way we do it was never actually meant to be like vlogging. It was just friends hanging out
goofing
off and then gaffing. Became little but characters vlogged. And quirks. Right. But we're vloggers at heart.
Yeah. At Vart.
I don't think there's anything like wrong
making
with being
videos with your friends is cool and vlogging's lame.
Just yeah, but it's like all the same thing. Like,
it's so true. Weird. I think it's just the word sucks. Mm-hmm. Vlogging is such a dumb word.
It's a dirty word. What it is.
Yeah.
I personally don't think there's anything wrong with being a vlogger. I think it's just you don't hate the player, you hate the game.
Are you a proud vlogger?
Wait, what?
Are you a proud vlogger?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, per se.
But would you say that you're
answer
a proud
the question,
vlogger?
Man.
Does your business card say vlogger on it?
I'm Steven, and I am a proud vlogger.
That's really
that's,
nice.
That's a real thing. Yeah.
You said that like you're at an AA meeting.
Yeah, and I think that I truly think that vlogging is a really cool concept. I think it's just been spoiled by certain individuals, and it just gives vlogging a bad name. And obviously, it's over an oversaturated market, but there's still some good that you can get out of it.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like because anybody can do it, but not everybody can do it well.
But that's the magic of it.
But then,
everybody
can do it. Then there's a whole lot of shit that exists.
Oh yeah.
So it's hard to separate yourself.
I think it's cool using something that's so popular and like relevant right now and doing it differently, because it's really hard to do, especially if there's so many people doing it and everybody wants to do things differently. So actually being able to do it differently, not that I'm saying that we're doing it differently or that we're great, but like that's where.
But you guys are relatively new in the vlogosphere, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like just a couple years old.
Not even
less?
1 year.
1 year.
Yeah,
really?
Less than a year. Oh,
1 year in March.
Exactly a year in March. Yeah.
Holy shit. So how do you differentiate? Like if there's so many vloggers and some of them are so well established and so popular, how do you like at 1 year ago?
If I was giving a graduation speech to somebody and they're like, I want to be a vlogger, I'd be like, don't bother now. It's too late.
Go to school. Only.
Yeah. I want you to start.
But like
high school
the
over.
Time has passed. I didn't know that you could like still make a name for yourself.
We didn't either. You want to know like quickly what happened? He got SourceFed like shut down. You guys know SourceFed?
Yep.
He was a host on SourceFed. It shut down, and he took advantage in a good way of the audience that needed somewhere to go, and he started just recording. Being silly, he came to my house one day. We started recording, and everyone seemed to like it. And
It
moved from there and turned into a company, and now Dead Souls walking, baby.
Wait, I want to know how it turns into a company. Like, where does James come in? How does it become a company? Who do you guys contact? You guys
Funding. I'm the funding.
Amir.
I bought the company.
Oh, that's really cool. So you were just checking your email one day, and somebody's like, Rooster Teeth.
I want to give you $8 million, and I want you to take your pants off.
In that order.
Well, James, you came along very early on when Steve was making a different series and needed someone to film with.
Well, he was a PA at SourceFed.
I was a PA at SourceFed.
So you were just around there helping out whatever needed to get done.
I was
a production assistant.
Exactly, yeah. I was doing a range of tasks at SourceFed. I was shooting their different videos, setting stuff up and stuff like that. And then Steve and I just got along because we had a similar sense of humor. So I shot a couple things for his channel while SourceFed was still going on. So when he wanted to do this after SourceFed, he was like, hey, you want to shoot this with us? And I was like, yeah. Because I simply have nothing else to do. I lost my job.
And I was just picking and flicking my nose and it all just...
Yeah, what were you doing when you got contacted?
I was doing my own YouTube thing that was... Actually, no, I was producing for my friend because he had a bigger gaming thing and I was just like handling everything for him. And then we started doing this and I started neglecting that and doing this more and this turned into
something I never told you. The video that kind of not sparked everything, but the video that sort of led into this group... When I went over to your house, and that was your introduction into the series, I almost didn't do that.
You almost didn't?
I almost didn't include you in this because of your inability to stay in the United States. And I was like, I can't, put you on camera and then have all this build up, and then suddenly he has to leave, and then everything's fucked.
Yeah. And that's a battle
but
you
I
deal
did
with
it anyway.
To this day.
Wow. It's funny to imagine you guys just, like, wacky, silly, loud vloggers, but then, like, at a certain point, you're having to, like, rack your brain and figure out if it's worth including someone who may or may not be deported due to legal reasons, because you were born in Canada or something?
And yeah, or something.
Isn't it also hard, like, don't you have to prove that the job you have in America is something that only you can do?
Yeah.
So, like, with vlogging, the government would just be like, anybody
can
vlog.
Oh, God, yeah. I didn't go that route at all anyways, but you would have to. You would have to be like...
Listen, nobody's me, baby. Only no, I'm me.
Yeah, it helps a lot because Trump's a big fan, too.
He's a sugar pine guy.
Dude, yeah.
Trump is a piner.
He's yeah, a pine
is that,
boy.
Is that what you call your fans, the piners?
We don't call them anything. Call them anything.
You guys have so many views and so many fans at this point. How do you go from 0 to 1 million subscribers in a year?
Well, Steve,
and now,
we're
not
already...
and now Amir's not interviewing you for the podcast.
How do you do this?
We're hemorrhaging listeners.
Get me in, because we're such old school YouTubers. We did like sketches and stuff.
How did you do it?
We were we worked for College Humor. We were pre-vloggers. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I was born in 1993 instead of 1983, I would be a vlogger. But I missed the train.
Yeah. Well, it helped to already have a channel that had 600,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of... snowballed to over 1 million, but there was already a built-in audience
from
gaming.
Oh,
yeah.
From gaming.
Yeah, it was my personal channel.
He had about like 30 to 60,000 people watching everything.
Yeah, still? So it was about a 30 to 60 audience already from gaming, and then just transitioned that over. It was a very scary rebranding change. I deleted all of my videos.
What?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Because I wanted the new content that I was proud of to be bingeable.
And here's the issue I have with what you did. Not only did you not just unlisten private them, you deleted them.
I deleted them six years ago.
I have an issue with deleting things. It's just, I don't know, it's like an OCD kind of thing in me. But
I'm the same way. Get rid of it forever.
Because I was worried if they watched these new videos that I really liked and then suddenly went back and saw some shitty gaming video, they're going to be like, oh my God, I hope this doesn't happen again. Not going to subscribe, you know?
Why not private them, dude?
Because I didn't want them. I didn't want them. I didn't think they were that good.
You deleted were there? Bro threesome.
I thought all of the thousand videos that I deleted were bad. So
all of them.
Yeah. Each and every last
real
one.
Perch.
He's a tough critic, man.
Yeah, Jesus. Can you imagine if we deleted all the videos we thought were bad? We'd have nothing left.
They were all bad.
I didn't delete anything. There's videos of me like as an 18-year-old being really stupid just online. I don't even think to delete
them. People love that shit though, dude.
Yeah, that's especially... but I'm sure people love that the videos you deleted too.
It's not about them. I do this for me. And I didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Fuck it, I'm not afraid to say it.
Another thing, that's a victory vape right now.
Yeah, this is the only podcast where we'll have to get rid of vaping noises. Or maybe we'll keep it
this
in.
This is what we do.
It adds to the ambiance. You guys said you started vaping as a joke, and it became real as you became addicted to the nicotine.
Yeah, nicotine
and the vape
is very highly addictive.
Yeah,
and I already have a very addictive personality.
Of course.
So you know, 2 and 2 makes 2, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd. Like now, you guys have like not just like casual vapes. These are it's big ass vapes, like bigger than a.
And
phone.
Not only did we not buy them, they sent them to us because they recognized what we were doing.
Yeah, you guys are like poster boys almost.
It's bad.
Like the early days of Big Tobacco. We're like those guys. We're like the pregnant mom who's smoking on an ad in the 50s.
I mean, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend.
You try to like buy a defunct vape company and
rise it up.
Wow.
Like you guys should have branded
sell
vapes.
Your own.
I thought you were going to go, you guys should just come up with this way to vape but not have nicotine. I was like, they make that. We choose to smoke the nicotine.
Yeah, you just find a way to
I could also pitch you on quitting vaping, but I'm not going
to
do that. I think you guys got to double down, lean into it.
You want this friendship to last.
Buy a company.
Support me in my decisions.
That's right.
Do you guys have any adults on your team? Like, do you guys have a lawyer, a 40-year-old? It's like, you can't do that. What are you guys doing?
Bruce, yeah.
He's old as shit. Yeah,
Bruce is dead.
Bruce is 32. A threesome, right?
Bruce
was the girl, yeah.
But you guys don't live together, right?
No.
Kevin, we talked about that. Yeah, we live together.
But you're married?
Yeah, I am now. Yeah.
Are you married?
No, almost.
Oh, but will you pull the trigger?
I'm gonna pull the trigger.
Well, then do it.
Dude,
man.
He's planning his wedding every Saturday.
Yeah, he's planning for it to fail.
It's next year, May, I think, or June. I don't
if you
know.
Love me so much, why don't you marry me? That's
because you're already married and I fucking fingered you easily.
Whoa.
It's all in the videos I deleted.
Just only fingering.
What do you guys think of this one? Is it better
ASMR
than the last one?
Before.
All right. I'm endlessly fascinated with you guys, but we have to get to these questions. People are desperate need, dire straits, eager for our advice.
Totally. Yeah. No, I'm also in a long-term relationship.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even think to ask. I don't know why I glossed over it.
It's okay. I'll fill you in. 5 years.
Wow.
Lauren's cool.
So, thanks, man.
So all three of you have been in long-distance relationships, even though
long-distance! I've been in a long-distance relationship.
And long-term. But you guys have the attitude of, like, cool bachelors. You guys give off that vibe.
Oh, we cheat all
thanks,
the time.
Thanks, Dad.
Just kidding.
All right, here's one. And again, these are real emails from real people. We're just going to give them fake names. to preserve their anonymity, Steve, do you have a fake woman's name to refer to this lady as?
Blethora.
That's good.
Nice.
Blethora writes, I was hanging out with a guy I've been dating at his apartment, and I noticed another girl's makeup in his bathroom. I didn't say anything to him about it because I didn't want to jump to conclusions and start a fight, but the more I think about it, the more it bothers me. There were eyeliner, pencil shavings in the bathroom trash, which means the makeup was used recently. Ooh. So it's not just left over from an ex or something. I guess it could be from someone else who's just a friend, but it seems weird that she'd be leaving behind her things at his apartment. For some context, we started hooking up about a year ago, and I've been exclusive for a few months now. I wouldn't call him my boyfriend just yet, but we did both agree to stop seeing other people. I have accused him of hooking up with other girls before, and I have been wrong.
Jesus.
So I know I need to tread lightly. My question is, how do I bring this up to him and get an honest answer without sounding crazy? And as a side note, am I actually being crazy? I don't want to accuse him of cheating or anything if that's not the case, but as much as I do want to trust him, I'm having a hard time convincing myself that it's anything less than that. Please help. Love, Blethora.
I've got an amazing solution.
I've got a solution.
Really? You guys are, Steve?
Let's go around the horn.
Yeah, you chimed in first.
Okay, she didn't mention anything about having a dog. Do they live together? Doesn't matter. She gets him a dog. That inspires her to buy him a dog camera that spies on the dog at all times.
You're fucking sick. Mm.
Or option two, simply ask him.
Yeah. I'm liking the first one.
I like the dog thing.
I like the first one.
I'll chime in.
It's more cynical.
Yeah.
My real answer is simply in the nicest way, be like, hey, I saw like woman's makeup in your sink and I'm curious, like, what was that? Just ask him. And then if you feel like he's lying to you, you shouldn't be with him.
So you're saying honesty here is the best policy.
Well, also, you don't know what he does in his spare time.
Oh,
maybe he does that to himself.
Yeah, and that's something you'll find out with the dog camera.
If you like it, then you should have put some nail polish on it.
Yeah, you have nail polish on.
Yeah, what's I'm a the transvestite. Deal there?
How's that fair?
Just cool. Guys can do it too, you know?
When did you start wearing nail polish?
For the show, I was like, I need to look how I want to be cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I was like, I've seen like rock stars do it, and I want to do it. And
yeah,
I just thought it was cool.
That's very self-aware. That's good of you. But what if I wore nail polish? I feel like people would make fun of me.
I think nail polish works like with this whole. It's like part of like the whole ensemble. If you were wearing your James Purse shirt and your colorful socks and then nail polish.
Well, your guys' bit is that you're very self-aware.
Yeah.
Well, actually, your character's not very self-aware. So it could work for you.
Oh, yeah, in the videos, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in a video for sure. I feel like you probably have done nail polish in one, maybe.
Yeah, I was a mime in one, so maybe I was wearing nail polish then. Anyway, I'm just asking you guys how to be cool at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say try it. I'll talk to you after, man.
Yeah,
just do it. The headband. I know I'm fucking cool.
Oh, yeah, the headband. That's another thing. Is that a daily wear?
It is a daily wear.
Same headband?
Different headbands. I have different ones for sure. I try to keep myself clean.
That's another thing you could start making yourself and selling.
I do.
We have that.
You do? Oh,
they say kib on them.
They say headband.
That's very
headband
cool.
Headband for he or she.
Is there anything more than just asking this girl or asking your boyfriend?
Yeah, I was thinking about this and I think it stems from overthinking because if she was, you know, she assumed that, or like, what's the word I'm looking for? Accused him of seeing other girls or cheating in the past, but wasn't technically cheating because they weren't exclusive. I don't know. But so there seems to be a little bit of mistrust there on both ends.
I
get that like seeing this again would, you know, make you overthink about it, but I just think talking about it, especially if now you're exclusive. And first of all, I feel like once you become exclusive, then you become boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, what was that about?
Yeah, that was confusing.
Exclusive for months, together for a year, but I wouldn't call him my boyfriend.
That shit doesn't make any sense. Yeah. As soon as you're not sleeping with other people, and call them your boyfriend or your boyfriend.
Well, is it both ways? Is she exclusive and he's exclusive, or is she exclusive but he's not quite exclusive?
Oh.
Did they get it in one way?
She said they're both exclusive.
But for real, she should just simply ask. Like, just don't be weird about it. Just be like, hey, I have a question. This is going to come off weird, but I need to know.
I'm gonna be weird about it.
Are you exclusive?
But that's I think that's like goes to the way you frame it, like, and also like overthinking it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the bathroom and you see eyeliner and you're like, hey, what's this eyeliner? That's like not that weird.
No, yeah, exactly.
Like, but like
holding on to it.
Weird is to come up and be like, I saw the eyeliner
6 months ago, June 17th.
The weirdest part is,
and these are pencil shavings.
I built up the courage to ask.
Yeah, the weirdest part is definitely building it up and bottling it up so much that you ask it on a podcast.
Yeah,
yeah.
What was this girl's name?
Blethora.
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 Blethora. Blethora Simpson.
Blethora.
Well, now
Blimson.
You gave her name away, dude.
What's your email? Blethora Simpson at tonight.
Yadi wadi.
Yeah, I just exactly that. It's like you see it. Huh, that's interesting. Hey, babe, What's this?
Catch
Simply this. Too. Oh, cool. Let's move on and be happy.
Yep. If you see something, save something.
Yeah. Save something, yeah.
That's awesome. Could be a terrorist.
I guess. I don't know. That seems so far-fetched.
This all goes back to the
dog
camera.
That's so funny. Imagine if he was a terrorist and he uses that as his disguise. Uncover the greatest terrorist in United States history.
What's the doggy cam for? Just to make sure your doggy's still alive?
The doggy cam, I mean, yeah. It helps to see if your dog's alive. But, I mean, to check on him. You can just turn that camera on anytime you want. Spy on whoever you want all the time. Yeah.
Don't take this advice. Don't take this advice. Clap, clap, clap.
Or add each other on Find Friends.
Oh, what's that?
That's the thing that comes automatically with
the iPhone.
We should add each other.
I don't know. I feel
keep tabs.
All right.
Come on.
Text you. Hey, I see you're at work. How's work?
You guys keep tabs on your friends?
It's the most. You all. The only reason I don't really use it anymore. But when we were all at the Van Nuys office and we didn't really have specific times to get in, people would text me and say, "Oh, when are you getting in? Just look at Find Friends." Be like, are you at home? When are you coming in?
Someone's angry.
Or I am.
A better solution of that was to just get normal times so you come in. And we did.
That's true, we did.
I still use it.
Are you an advocate for Find Friends?
Yeah,
Find Friends
depends.
Is great. We all use it.
Because it's like, eliminate the need of texting me where I am. Just fucking look on the app.
Yeah. How far away is Steve? Chuck Find Friends. Google Maps, that shit.
But you have to activate it so that you guys can follow.
You do have
each
to accept.
Other.
And so if he doesn't accept that, then
should
the
we?
Man's cheating. But
no, I'd like to find you.
I want my privacy.
I want to know when you are and where.
What do you have to hide, know? Jake?
Yeah.
So much shit.
So many things.
That's the issue.
Daily.
Every day.
But
things.
I don't want to be trusted. I'm a nefarious little boy.
You are.
Yeah,
you
are a little boy. You are a little boy.
I go off and I do some shady things.
You've got rodent
slimy,
eyes.
Dirty
you know what
things.
I mean? Not physically, but like I can see.
Oh, yeah.
That
I'm shifty.
Sneaky fucking.
I'm shifty, yeah.
Not physically, because physically they're human.
Yeah.
Human eyes. Beautiful ones.
Great eyes. Rodent attitude, though.
Yeah. Rodent attitude.
Fan of cheese.
You're a slippery little man.
I am a snake.
All right, let's get another question under our belt. This guy is a we need a man's name, basically. James? Do you have a guy's name?
Lustin.
Lustin, that's good.
Lustin.
Lustin really likes Lustin.
What?
Lustin's one of my favorites in a while.
Lustin Linklater, Richard's estranged son.
All right. Not Lustin. Estranged, but bestranged.
No, bestranged because he's such fucking
weird. Lustin the Nutbuster.
They should use Find My Friends. He wouldn't be bestranged.
Richard Mustard.
Lustin to the principal's office.
Lustin writes, "What up, gang? Longtime listener, first time advice wanter. The other day, me and my ex, who is also my best friend, hooked up at a party. Nothing crazy, some heavy fingering, hair pulling, and making out, whatever.
Heavy fingering.
That means like there's momentum behind it.
Or is it more fingers?
Oh, it's got to
be
upwards
of heavier fingers.
Or the man was heavy set, and the That's fingers right. were normal fingers, they just weighed more.
We both agreed beforehand that it meant nothing to either of us because we are going to different universities and long distance is fucking lame. However, although it meant nothing to me, I want to hook up with her again throughout the summer before we go back to school. So what I'm asking is, how do I turn my one-night stand thing into a semi-frequent hookup sesh without getting too emotionally involved? Thanks for whatever advice and love all the shit you guys do. Peace, love, Lustin."
I have a real quick thing about the "it meant nothing." I like to imagine that while he was fingering her, he was like, "This means nothing."
Yeah, that's a conversation this you want to have nothing. After the situation.
I kind of like that dirty talk, to be honest. If I was
this
having
means
sex,
nothing.
If
I don't give
I
a shit about
sex
you.
With, I would never say it, but if I was having sex with someone
I don't give
and
a shit
they,
about
and
you,
they
you
said
fucking
to me,
slag.
"This means nothing," I would fucking explode, dude.
I would
oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't love you.
Oh,
like you're like yeah, you like that, you like that. I feel nothing.
I feel nothing is much worse.
I feel nothing. Oh my god,
that's a sensitivity issue. Need to be brought up at a later time.
Yeah.
So you would get off to the fact that this person is telling you that you mean nothing to her.
Yes.
Because it's so different than what you're used to, or because it's what you're thinking and she's verbalizing.
I guess just
because
it's
hot.
Like my fantasy, like real
girls not caring about you.
Yeah. Everyone always cares too much about me. I like it when they don't.
Yeah.
So Lustin wants his girlfriend. Black scene to not to, they want to not have feelings for each other.
Sounds like Lustin is lusting. If you
he
know
is
what I mean.
He has been, yes, he is. Wow. Impressive. Namesake.
You think he's workshopped that name for a few hours?
You think he's getting attached? Is that what it's,
you know,
he's already
is?
Attached.
Honestly, yeah. I think he's attached and he's trying to psych himself out and be like, "Don't be attached, don't be attached, Lustin."
Yo, simply just keep hanging out with her. It'll develop or it won't.
And you know the lamest thing he said? dude, long distance is so lame. Like, I could never,
that was,
you know,
so lame, dude.
Like, fucking just do it, man.
No, long distance is shitty.
Simply,
they're going to college for the first time. They should not be in a long
distance. No.
No.
If you're going to college for the first time, you need to, like, that's where you grow and become who you are. You need to, like, fucking suck as many clits as you can stick in your ass.
Whoa! That was cool. And that's your tattoo. Yeah.
Fucking suck as many clits like as you can stick in your ass. Right on my arm,
just
baby.
Like the tattoo. No, I think it's literally because he wants to keep hooking up with her for the summer before college.
Yeah.
Do it.
Be like, yo, let's go. Let's hang out. Okay. Then you probably just hook up then. And then
yeah, dude. I met so many girls, my summer girlfriends.
Summer
none of them liked
cool.
me.
But how often are they also your ex? I think that's the
The thing is, yeah, you got history there. So
history,
there's going to be some sort of like... reminiscing about feelings that you once had, because I think that true love, if you really love somebody, it's never fully gonna leave.
Exactly.
Unless they become like a shitty person and a murderer.
Ooh, piece of advice. I find it really easy in my life to pick out something and immediately be able to hate somebody. So if you're worried about, you know, connecting with somebody just after giving them the old heavy finger, all you have to do is just really train yourself to be able to dislike someone.
But what you do to dislike someone is yourself. You like to imagine them as a rapist.
Yes.
That's what he does.
If I feel really bad, like say an old person's on the street, they've fallen. Okay? Very sad.
You project a narrative
very
onto
sad,
them.
You can't stop giggling.
Yeah.
And you also, rather than help the old
them.
Person,
rather than
you
help, I picture them as
so he doesn't
a
feel
rapist.
Bad.
So I don't feel bad.
I was almost on board until I heard the exact scenario. But I think there's a version of this that's like...
Makes sense.
Picture the old person as a terrorist. Yeah. Rapist.
Well, like, that's just like to get out of like helping
people. Rapist
of
terrorists.
But if you want to get over your ex, then like it's... I forget exactly what it's called, but like magnifying something that's bad about her personality or appearance.
Truly.
In your head.
Appearance
like,
is worse,
a little
but
bit
yeah.
of logic
yeah, you're, I mean, it's. I don't think it's like a very great thing to do, but it's a good way to get over somebody.
If it's the only way you can get over someone and it works.
Right. Have you guys ever seen Shallow Hal?
She's got a nasally voice, but then you think, oh no, she has nasally voice ever and I can't stand it. And then you sort of like... can train yourself. You like wean yourself off.
Yeah,
and it backfires,
like,
and then you start to really be into those kind of voices.
Or if you're like,
I love her nasally little voice.
I'm just
voice.
Too ugly for any girl. I'm just too ugly for any girl. I don't deserve any of them. You know?
Yeah. That's
okay. I was gonna say, have you guys
what
seen?
What the fuck are you on about?
Have you guys seen Shallow Hal?
I have seen
Jack Black. Remember when Jason Alexander's character in it? He like finds really like little things about girls and dislikes them. Like he's dating this really beautiful supermodel. And the one thing is that her second toe is a little bit longer than her big toe.
Yeah.
So it like came over the edge of the
fucking
flip flop.
Mutant.
And he's just like, oh, the toe. Like, ugh. Remember that one?
Like that.
It is, but it is like that. That's like a way to get over somebody. It's just
but
picture their worst quality and magnify it.
Listen, Lupstunk, you've got two options here.
Yeah.
You can A, know that you might grow attached to her, and she may grow attached to you, or she may not, but you probably will.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see that through and just know that, hey, she's probably not your wife anyways. So you
also,
just be with her,
pain is gain.
Go to college, cry for a week, month, whatever, get over it, quit, get fucking again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or break it off now, save yourself the heartache,
and
get fucking again.
But in the meantime, you were fucking. So that's what's really...
That's true. But you know what? Getting over like the end of a relationship and being bummed out like the first few weeks of college, like that's normal,
yep,
and that'll be part of your experience.
Yeah, especially
that, like
college
a high helped you get over
relationship because you're
supposed to go through. You're supposed to go through heartache to grow and learn how to handle it. If you never went through heartache and then you're with the person you love and you break up, then you're fucked.
Sounds like
you
he's very
I mean?
Self-conscious, that he's worried that he's going to get attached.
Also,
and then really,
you're 18, I'm assuming, 17 or 18, going to college, experience. Like, that's the biggest thing I feel about hindsight is like, in the moment, especially in high school, everything is so intense and so important. Like, this is the time of our lives, right?
Yeah.
But like, you think back on it like a couple years later and you're like, wow, that wasn't a big deal at all.
Yeah,
so just experience things, have fun with it.
That fingering wasn't as heavy as I thought.
Maybe
wow, that breakup
fingering.
Was terrible.
Experience things, get her a dog, and get her a dog camera.
Always the camera, always the camera.
That's called a callback, dude. In comedy, that's called a callback.
Now we're all learning something.
We're all friends here, though.
Let's.
My wife got me a dog.
We got to take a break, thank a few sponsors, and we'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with some more Sugar Pine 7, Pine 7, SP7.
Piners?
Pioneers.
Pioneers.
Nice.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. And we are back. Steve, I was asking you about your car accident recently, and I said, this would be great podcast material because I don't know anything about this car crash. And it was unique, was it not?
You know, it was very unique. I crashed my car, like many do,
but
I had a bit of a rolling.
Rolling?
Yeah.
Full 360, like full 360, a chicken on a rotisserie.
Rolled a bunch of times and landed upside down.
When
landed
was this?
Upside down?
Oh, yeah.
When was this?
This was October.
Oh, shit.
This is a long time ago. Yeah.
So 6 months ago, roughly.
Oh, truly. It was a... Wait, was it 6 months? Yeah.
Show us a picture of the car.
Oh, yeah.
You guys will not even fucking believe this.
Where was it?
This was a far away, outside of L.A.
Mexico. Yeah. Where he thought they required it to get through the border.
Yeah.
Was it like a highway thing?
No. It was just on a back road.
Yeah. Bit of a roundabout that was too dark to see.
Yeah. Were you buckled in?
Yeah, I was.
And then you were still buckled in even though the car was upside down?
I unbuckled myself after the upside down part.
And did you do that thing in the movies where like you unbuckle and it collapses onto the roof?
I unbuckled, but I had my hands like that on the... Because I had a glass roof kind of thing. So I was kind of worried because I looked at my hands and they were all bloody. But it was because of the cracked glass and all that. So I was like, oh, something is surely worse than I thought previously.
Were you by yourself?
Yes. But I was upside down and I landed like on my side because, you know, you can't stay upside down after you've unbuckled your seatbelt.
That's right.
Physically, it is impossible.
That's correct.
And then I tried to push out the door on my left, completely just jammed. And I was like,
now what?
Okay, surely the other door. So I tried to push the other door, jammed as fuck. And I started to get a little panicky, a little claustrophobic, and I started to smell something, and I was like, it's not my shit. It's the car.
I can smell my shit.
This is where I die.
Oh, you thought the car was just going to explode.
Thought that, but luckily that was actually the year they added rollover protection on those kind of cars.
Is that a thing where it's like if a car is upside down, it won't explode?
Older cars, I imagine they definitely would. It was but 2017. This year, it was the first year of the car, and he almost bought the year before, so
skaboom. Oh my God. How'd you get out?
I kicked the door, and it opened. Just barely. Luckily. And then I was able to push it out, but I had to kick the bitch. And
here,
if you'll swipe to the right,
you had to fucking suck that bitch open.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Yeah.
I consider that a miracle.
Don't scroll too far. You'll see everybody's dick.
He walked out of that with a couple scratches on him.
That's
insane. Just wait till you see this.
Fucking vaping on your way out.
Get out of
cool
here. You
guys don't look at explosions.
This was during the day.
Yeah. No, it was during the night.
Oh, but the car...
The next day is when I went to go...
What do you do when you crawl out of the car? You call someone or you're like, I have to call an Uber, I have to call the police? What do you do?
Well, luckily there were people that came over nearby and they called an ambulance. I didn't really even need an ambulance, but it...
Yeah,
they took me to the hospital anyway
things.
Just to check me out.
Right.
I was supposed to stay for more tests, but I didn't have any health insurance. So I was like, I'll get it done.
I still
haven't to this day. I promised everybody I would.
I made him promise that he would get checked out when he had health insurance.
Haven't.
You could be hemorrhaging money and blood through your skull bones.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And then the next day, did you feel completely normal?
No, I was like freaked out. Even to this day, I still can't really handle cars too well. Yeah. So right. I haven't tried to get a car. When I'm in, James usually drives me home or to their office, or I'll drive with my fiance, and I can't like look out the front window, otherwise I'll be like, oh, we're dead.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be like,
oh, we're dead.
There's simply a car like 50 feet in front of me that's starting to slow down, and I also start to slow down. And he goes, like, oh, we're
as
dead. And then I'm like, no, we're not, because I'm also breaking
in.
He'll
scare the shit out of us. Like, I'm in the front seat beside James.
You're a bad passenger.
He's like, oh, we're dead.
Like, I'll be just
we're
driving,
dead.
Normally looking at the road like a driver would, and he'll be like, oh, we're dead. And I'm like, why? Where?
So, wait, have you not driven since that accident?
Nope.
And
I drove during the reshoots for The Woods, and even then I was a little bit freaked out.
Yeah.
And do you mind saying how it happened? How does a car flip over?
Poor driving.
leave it at that?
I mean, I was on a there road was a roundabout, where I shouldn't have been going as fast as I was. And there was a roundabout, and, you know, one thing just led to another. And...
Yeah, it's like taking a turn too quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Skids,
yeah, it's like because the roundabout
flips.
Has like a little curb like on the edge of it that's like lower than a normal curb where it would be. So like, I think what you told me is like, you notice it like at the last second, so you like kind of like turn to like not hit the curb.
And then that allowed one wheel to go on the roundabout, and then they all went off the into the air.
and then a rocket launcher went off next to me, which launched my car.
Dude, and the best part is about it, there was a 747 that crashed right next to me too. After my
30
car
seconds later,
into his wreckage.
When you're,
oh, that's
shit.
Why the car's like that.
Just like a shot of the car like lands right there, and then all of a sudden.
Do you all have time for like your life to flash before your eyes while you're in the air? Like, what's happening when you're?
It was
when
mostly,
the car's flipping.
It was mostly just like I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe that this was that was actually happening. So I was just you feel like the car just take hold and then boom 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 boom, and the whole time I'm just waiting to be hurt.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm just waiting for something to be really bad, and then I landed upside down.
Did you go Limp Bizkit so you wouldn't break any bones?
No, I just was like still hanging on the wheel. Trying to even it out
against traffic.
You're in the air,
I'm
and it's just like, come on.
I think I could turn out of this.
Yeah, so I tried to oversteer. And then,
tried to overtake the guy in front of me.
Yeah, and then I was just upside down. I was like, that was probably really bad. But turns out it was.
Yeah. I was right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it was bad.
Yeah. You nailed it. Well, I'm glad you survived.
Now back to more important issues.
Yeah.
But that car is now parked at a friend's house because I still have to pay it off.
Really?
Yeah, what does he think now? We haven't even talked to him.
No, you didn't.
I talked to him
recently to check in.
Okay. How does insurance work like that? You call him and be like, hey, flip the car, so I guess you got to get me a new one,
Here's
right?
Here's the zinger.
That's how it works? You're
no
on insurance.
Insurance.
No insurance, of course.
So I thought I was on auto pay.
Pun intended?
Wasn't.
So you just lapsed.
So now I'm changing the lease over time into a finance agreement, so I'm just paying it off for basically a piece of junk.
So
well,
you're still paying for a car?
I just think of it like a college loan.
Did you go to college?
No. So this
but he
is
learned
the
something.
Yeah,
but I know what you mean. And honestly, my after I pay off all my student loans, I'll probably pay off more than you paying off that car. Because
of interest. Once I pay off mine, I'll probably crash your car too.
And then when did you tell these guys? You're like, by the way, I just fucking flipped.
Oh, the next day, the morning after, his fiance Alyssa texts me and is like, hey, Steve got in a really bad accident last night. And I was like,
oh, that was
we have a movie to edit. Oh,
yeah. Dude, that was the best.
He has
thing
to come to work.
Dude, he needs to do ADR.
No, I look up and I'm like, I'm the captain of the company.
Oh my god!
I'm the prophecy.
Oh my god! I just inherited a company. Phillips? I'm the captain now.
The prophecy is fulfilled. I knew if I got him that shitty ass car,
I knew if I put sugar in his gas tank, he'd eventually fuck himself.
And everybody was always like, "Oh, you're gonna crash it," and then there's Steve saying, "No, I'm not, guys."
And there were times where you and I, like driving back from Idlewild, went down those windy roads, just like. Like around the curves and shit, and I was like, "Nice, nice, nice, nice.
This is good. This is fine."
And now
keep
you're like,
doing
"We're dead.
It.
We're dead. Yeah, we're dead."
Exactly.
We're
dead. Exactly. That's the time where me saying, "Oh, we're dead," made sense.
And I would take Kib up on these drives in Agoura Hills, and he'd throw up every time.
I literally threw up twice in one trip driving with him. I had to pull over to throw up.
So you're just a bad driver even before this.
That
situation.
Isn't the thing. Careless.
Careless.
Is the correct
I had
word.
A very. I had a lack of respect for the my life and lives around me.
Got it. So you're like, it's fine. Nothing bad will happen.
Yeah, I thought
I'm
I was invincible.
Invincible,
and that was the best college lesson I could have gotten.
Well, you barely got a scratch from this accident, so it turns
yes,
out you are.
It is a lot like the movie Unbreakable.
Yeah. How old are you?
25.
Yeah, that's an.
You're
gonna
live forever, brother.
Guys, let's die tonight, but live forever.
That's what I say every time we're drunk. We're gonna live forever.
Rock on.
And then instantly, just any shooting happens.
All right, back to shit that people care about.
Yeah. All right, back to the shit people care about. Thanks for helping me host this thing.
No
I would
problem.
Have just talked about this car accident for another.
Welcome
half
back
an
to
hour.
The Sugar Pound Podcast.
Kib? Cameron?
Kib.
Cameron?
My real name's Cameron? My real name's Clay, but everyone calls me Kib.
Kib. Cameron. I feel weird saying Kib, but I guess that's
you can call
name.
Me Clay if you want.
Clay is cool, yeah. I could do Clay.
Yeah, Clay is cool, isn't it?
Clay, do you have a guy's name for us?
Yeah. Jarnind.
That's good. Jarnind?
Jarnind.
Jarnind, yeah.
Spell it?
Jar
yeah.
Nind. Last name? Silent E. Last name? Poor Flags.
Cool. Jind Perflex.
Jarnind Perflex.
Jarnind Perflex. Of course.
Right. I've been seeing this girl
it's
recently.
Common name, guys. Yeah. Come on.
And everything's going great. Awesome personality, super pretty, and fun to be around. However, there's this one thing that's been bugging me. She's not the best kisser. Now, I'm not saying this is unreal. Now, I'm not saying I'm this unreal, amazing kisser, but it's quite obvious this girl doesn't have the best idea of how to approach things. Could you give me an easy way to tell her that she's not good at it?
Oh,
I don't want to offend her or think she can't kiss me, but I know that if I speak out of turn, that might be the result. Thanks in advance for any advice you can give me. Love the show. Very excited to see you guys in London this June.
Oh thanks.
Love.
We're all going
sure,
to London
yeah.
together, right?
We're actually, we're going to be at RTX London.
Is that
no,
true?
We're not. I don't think we are. Which is the
London?
Only RTX I want to go to.
That's the one I don't want to go out of the country.
I love London.
You don't. Is that part of your driving
airplanes
fear?
Are just big cars, man.
I just don't like not being able to sit in front of my computer.
Oh, I
that's
see.
My biggest thing, yeah.
Got it. So you have like a travel comfort. Phobia.
But you know what about the kissing?
All right, of course. Thank you.
I have
to help you here, man.
Sorry. Get over here and find someone
Clay
else.
Clay should host this show.
All I'm going to say is, A, she'll get better, because it usually works like this with kissing. If it feels good for you, feels like a tender kiss, then you're probably doing it right. So she probably is aware or thinks you're a bad kisser, too.
Oh,
you could be like,
it takes two.
No, you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
just realized it.
It's an early relationship. Yeah. You learn how to kiss each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like I learned
over
how
time,
to suck my dad's dick.
Whoa.
And you probably were terrible at first.
Yeah, at first, but you got better. You know, he.
Dude, I try to. There's sometimes where I try to kiss Alyssa, and I know I'm a bad kisser.
Really?
I know it, and I feel so bad for her. It's not all the time.
I would. I'd fucking hate to kiss you, dude.
I know. Everyone what dies. And she'll take it, you know, and she never says anything. That and I really do appreciate that because I know it's bad. I'm sure
you
she
say
knows
sorry
too.
Afterwards?
But I can tell that her jaw's clenching, so she's pissed.
She's grinding
and
her
like,
teeth the whole time.
I'll like lick around her mouth.
What are you good at in the relationship? Like, why does she put up with the
I
kissing?
I give a mean pounding.
Nice.
Yeah, I give a mean pounding and I get a mean pounding. Really. Yeah.
So you're good at getting a mean pounding?
I think that I provide a lot in a lot of different ways. Kissing is not one of those things that I'm particularly good at. It's not all the time.
Very good at getting pounded.
Yeah.
And that's fine too.
Yeah, but it's totally fine.
I don't know that. Like, you can't really say you know, that.
Yeah, it's tough when it's with Train somebody her. That you're in a relationship with. I remember in high school, I hooked up with this girl. And
awesome.
It is, dude, it was dope, dude.
That's high school.
No, it was like...
Girls are sick.
It was the worst kissing I had ever experienced. Like, it...
Was she just like...
No, she was like... She was
biting?
Just like...
Ooh.
And I was like, kissing? I was like she was kissing her and I like opened my eyes and looked at her and in my head I was like, is this happening? Are you aware of what you're doing to me?
So she
like,
wasn't actually kissing. She was just rotating her tongue.
She was rotating her jaw and mouth in a very symmetrical way. But I was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, kissing is weird because you never take kissing lessons. You only learn by kissing someone else. And yeah. In theory, they have to tell you.
You're raising your hand like you took a kissing lesson.
A class
Not
of
took,
sorts?
But gave.
Ooh.
Held a class 6 months prior to the death of my firstborn.
Star people.
And I'll tell you.
I don't know when you guys are kidding.
Now.
I think it's, you know, just wait. If it gets better, great. If it doesn't, then it's like me. And you deal with it.
And yeah. You know what?
And she'll be good at other stuff.
Yeah.
Like giving a mean pounding.
Yeah, exactly.
If that relationship develops and it's something you see that will be long term, you'll get to a point where you're comfortable enough to be able to talk about it realistically.
That like, or it'll naturally start to get better because, like what you said, it's what it feels more natural and what feels better.
Yeah. Santa Joe's told me countless times, listen, if I'm going to fucking kiss you, you got to open your goddamn mouth.
Oh. People have told you that?
My wife, she's just like, you got to open your goddamn mouth because this is, I normally, when I go in closed, but I stick my tongue out. Mouth closed, tongue out.
That's okay. I lead with my teeth.
Lead and with your teeth?
Just yeah. Clink teeth?
My fiance, yeah, no, exactly.
Cheersing.
You get comfortable and, I mean, I'm at a point in my relationship where I'll be in bed and Alyssa, she'll wake me up in the middle of the night because she feels comfortable enough to say, Steven. You've wet the bed again.
You've urinated yourself.
I'm not comfortable. I'm sleeping in your piss. Yeah. I need you to go sleep in the guest bedroom. And that's I'll good. Go and wet that bed.
Fuck, I already have. Why do you think I'm in this bed, Alyssa?
If that is your real name.
I think you can bring it up jokingly. Because otherwise she'll never, ever, ever...
Really? Is that how you kiss, idiot?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's maybe like, some of the worst advice you've
open
ever
your role
given.
Play. Let's do some role play. Okay. I'm your significant other.
Well, I like when your wife said to you, you got to open your mouth, idiot. That's like a fun little, she's busting your balls
playful.
Type.
Well, yeah, that
playful.
Didn't really happen, but we've made it.
But like
because
that,
it's really on to you, up to you, because if she never hears anything, then she'll completely continue that line of kissing.
Yeah, you know, you got to have a positive reinforcement kisser. On the things that she does well.
Strike her down if she kisses bad.
Yeah. If you give her positive reinforcement on what she does well and you never say anything good about the kissing, she probably will never learn.
Well, I think you can like have a you can sort of like try to direct a kiss.
You can if be the leader.
Right, like
show me.
And then like once you've got like a great kiss that's like a little less than you the usual kiss.
Wow,
style.
That was so a really good kiss.
That's my favorite kiss we've ever
Pretend
had.
Pretend you're my
and
girlfriend.
And the other ones aren't good.
Pretend you're my girlfriend.
I'd love to.
For the next year.
We've just finished kissing.
Yeah.
And we come back and I'm like, wow, you're so great at everything besides kissing. Well, how do you react?
That is not what I pitched. And I would be...
That advice, Jay.
I would be mad if that is what happened. But,
okay, then pretend I'm your girlfriend.
Yep.
Okay, nice.
And I say, all right, but like, this is a world where I've kissed you exactly how I think we should kiss.
Okay.
Right? So we've had like our first like kind of different kiss. And I say, sweetheart, that was the best kiss you and I ever did have.
What about all the other ones?
What about all the other ones?
You know, the bitey, sucky kind that I'm so good at?
Don't you have the bitey,
what
sucky...
if that backwashed, though? What if that backfired and she literally goes,
that backwashed?
What if she's like, what do you mean?
Huh? That was the worst kiss we've ever had.
No, but you say like, that was the best.
And she says, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I just loved it. It was really nice.
No, but why did you have to say that was the best one?
Because it was my favorite one ever. Why? What's with the third degree?
But now you're getting defensive about
what's with
you
the I'm not getting defensive.
Now you're shouting. I think we should take a break.
I'm not shouting. You're shouting.
I think we should take a break.
I think we should too. And you suck at kissing.
Come kiss me again.
I'm the doctor. I've arrived.
You just burst into the room.
He opens up a portal,
kissing
walks
doctor
through.
Here.
I'm the doctor. I have two guns out, pointed at each of them.
Mexican standoff
is back.
I'm Dr. Standoff.
Everybody
and I've
stand
come
up.
With a clue.
Lips out and kiss, boys.
Sorry.
Do you guys have time for one last question?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That was awesome.
Whatever you got first.
If you can vape and say whatever in the same 3 seconds, that's whatever. Cool to me.
Very.
This one's short. We'll call this guy Oscar, because that's his actual name. But it doesn't seem very shameful.
So Oscar Cockgobbler.
Oscar Cockgobbler writes, "Hey dudes, I'm starting college after the summer and I'll be moving to a new city. Should I get Tinder or is that unnecessary at this point?"
Do it. The real answer is Tinder's still like a good form of meeting people and hooking up.
Even if it's in college where it's like that kind of meeting people will happen organically anyway.
Well, and maybe your personality sucks and you won't. So
yeah, I was never, I mean, that barrier. Granted, I started dating my girlfriend early in college. Ugh. So I wasn't, I never had like an opportunity to, yes, I went to college.
Big deal. Are you the only one of the three?
Yeah.
Wow, baller.
Graduated.
Before I met my fiance, I would use Tinder, and I never actually like met up with anybody on it, but it was a feel-good thing. Like, you swipe, and if you ever got a match ever, then, you know, you'd feel good.
Get Tinder. Yeah. It's only a bonus.
Get Tinder.
You're going to meet new people also anyway, just, but Tinder's the bonus.
Go to parties, talk to people.
Do both, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the question.
Yep.
That's okay,
I'm a fan of, I'm a fan of, like, social interactions. Yeah. I like doing those, so I'm always like, yeah, just, you know, talk to people.
Yeah, that works, too. But you can do both. You can do both.
You couldn't, though.
All right. Sugar Pine 7, how would people find you?
Probably on
LinkedIn.
They just like
LinkedIn. Probably on the internet.
Yeah.
You can just search us up. We'll be on YouTube at
sugarpine7.
I'd say people find us on
Twitter at official sugarpine7, at official SP7.
You can find us. I'll be driving Postmates around.
We
Postmates.
Oh, we shot some new album.
Postmates. We shot some stuff here. Is that going to be on your YouTube channel?
It will be. Yeah. Jake and Amir will be in a vlog that just is all right.
In fact, after this, we have to shoot the ending to that.
Holy shit.
So, let's do it.
All right, Jake, you get in the diaper, and then we'll shoot the outro.
You gotta get your diaper?
Thanks
it's unrelated.
Thanks to you guys for coming on our show. We
thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Thank you so much for having us, man. And I'm sorry to everyone listening. You guys, this is what you got into.
Yeah.
You guys made this
up. Yeah, we end every show with an apology to our fans. Yeah.
You deserve it. Big sorry to everyone. really appreciate you guys.
We'll never have them back.
We'll be back.
Again, we apologize. Cool.
We'll be back next week. If you have any questions for us, the email address for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Boom. We're going, we mentioned it briefly, but we're going to London and Dublin and Amsterdam. There are tickets still available at jakeandamir.com.
So all five of us are going.
Yep. That's right.
If I were you.
Nice.
Pop punk cover.
Should we end on a song?
Yeah, I think we should. Let's get a closer.
Boom,
go.
Boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
If I were you. Boom, ooh, boom, ooh, boom, I'd send an email in to Jake and Amir. Then I delete it before I sent it. Ooh. Darling.
That was oddly good. That was better than I thought you guys would
Thanks,
do.
Thanks, man. No, you guys are too humble.
Give me a topic to freestyle about. Let's go for another like 30, 40 minutes.
Shit.
Hit that
God.
Shit.
Jeans.
Jeans. Jeans. Marin. Jeans. My black jeans got rips in the knees. Oh man, don't say thank you, say please. Oh man, look at all the rips in my jeans. I'm pretty cool, and I don't go to school.
We wear jeans, you wear jeans, everybody's wearing jeans.
I don't like my dad. And I never have. He is gone now.
I'm sorry, I can't be perfect.
This podcast is over.
That's amazing. Good work. Thanks, guys.
It really was.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.